Now, another chance for you to get involved, and that is if you'll please listen, lend us your ears. You're about to hear some great songs. Olive Kramer was here as part of our Rhyme and Reason summer camp. She's a 10th grader at Lincoln Park Performing Arts Charter School and is from Allison Park. She's going to do several songs. We'll listen to the first one and then we'll chat. Here is Olive Kramer.
I fought this for years now. There will be no change and I'm not sticking around. Ashamed to have anything to do. And you'll be estranged. Estranged from my life. You said you're for me, but guess what? You're not mine, not when I have dreams. And I wish I could get out of here sooner. My back's by the door, but no one called the Uber. My plan is on stall, and it's okay. Scotland's for me. They told me be angry. I hate being angry. Don't tell me what to feel. It's not just him I'm leaving, it's you. I fought this for years now. There will be no change and I'm not sticking around. Ashamed to have anything to do. And you'll be estranged. And I wish I could get out of here sooner. My back's by the door, but no one called the Uber. My plan is on stall, but it's okay. Scotland's for me. Estranged from my life. You said you're for guess what? You're not mine, not when I have dreams.
Olive Kramer, that's a really nice song. What's it called? And tell me a little bit about it.
It's called Estranged, and it's the first song on my album that's going to be coming out next month. The album's also called Estranged. And the song's sort of about my sort of take on how people are feeling, not necessarily how I'm feeling about the country, but how other people are, and kind of how people want to be angry about it. And I don't want to be angry because I don't like feeling angry.
I think that's a great observation. Most people, there probably are people that like to feel angry, although I would hope most people don't want to feel angry. So it's hard because that might push you towards feeling estranged or, as you said, or just feeling sort of like you want to drop out, I guess.
Yeah, definitely.
When did you write that? Pretty recently?
Yeah, I think I wrote it maybe towards the end of last month.
Tell me how you became a singer and songwriter. You have a beautiful voice. You're playing guitar very beautifully as well, but your lyrics are really something, and I'm curious how you developed all of this.
Yeah, so when I was in, I don't know, well, I've been playing music all my life, like writing little lips on piano. I never really picked up guitar or started writing lyrics until I was maybe 11, where I started playing piano and writing lyrics. And I was just like, oh, yeah, this is where I'm going to start building everything. And I guess that was the case, but then I just kind of stopped doing it for a little bit. And then when I was 13, I started picking up guitar. And I was like, oh, maybe I can start writing lyrics too. And when I was 11, I had just started writing in a journal. And that was helping me get out emotions and, like, also building writing skills as well. And then sort of when I was 13, that's when I started my, like, I guess I would call it my catalog of songs, because I have, like, all of them listed out. I've got, like, about 100.
Wow, you've written 100 songs? That's amazing. I mean, you're 15 now, right?
Yes.
So that's
a couple years.
Not that quantity is what it's all about, but
yes, definitely. Yeah.
It probably. I've never actually talked with a songwriter about this, but if your goal is to have, you know, really, really, really good songs, you probably write a lot of songs so that a few of them will be really good, or they're going to be for different occasions.
Yeah. And they weren't good at the beginning, or I thought they were good at the time, but now I look back at them and I was just like, no. But like,
do you work on them again?
No, usually when I write a song, I don't spend a lot of time on it. I just kind of abandon it. And if I abandon it, then I can't pick it back up again. But there is this one song that I wrote when I was maybe 13, and I think it had a really good melody and just like a good chord progression. The lyrics I'm not too fond of, and when I recorded it back then, I did a bad job because I wasn't good at recording. But I would definitely consider revisiting that one, maybe rewriting lyrics, re-recording it.
But for the most part, once you've finalized and cataloged a song for the first time, you wash your hands of it and go on to something new.
Mm-hmm.
That's I think that's a very hard thing to do, to let go and let it be and to move on. It doesn't sound to me like you find that difficult, though.
No, not really. I kind of consider each of my songs like little bubbles of myself that I'm just kind of releasing into the world.
Very interesting way of looking at songwriting. You have, this is Olive Kramer, and if you go to Olive Kramer, CRAMER.bandcamp.com, you'll be able to see some of her music and listen to it. The album is called Estranged, and November 1st at 5 o'clock at that same Bandcamp page, there's going to be an online listening party where you can listen and chat and enjoy that album, November 1st at 5 o'clock. You have to be excited about that coming through. How many songs are on the release?
There are just 10 songs on that album.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Would you like to do another? Is that one of them?
Yeah, that's the first song on the album.
And what would you like to do next?
I will be playing another song called Hiding in the Tenderloin, and it is also on that album.
Here again is Olive Kramer.
The place where all the queens gathered in the night. They had to hide, their very existence was a crime. They danced in sequins and fluorescent lights, and all was peaceful till they put up a fight. When the glass was shattered, wave your purse and kick your heels. Don't they know you are never just pretending? Some think you come from Demon X, but hey, I think you're really cool. You're all so beautiful when you dance in sequence and fluorescent lights. Always peaceful till they put up a fight. But was that really necessary? Hiding in the Tenderloin was a place where all the queens gathered in the night. They had to hide their very existence. Was a crime. They dance in sequence in fluorescent lights, and always peaceful till they put up a fight. But was that really necessary? Ba 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 ba.
That is Olive Kramer, and I put a picture of her along with a link to the Bandcamp site on our Facebook page. You can also already find it on our website at slbradio.org, or you can go there directly. It's simply olivekramer.bandcamp.com. The release party for her upcoming album called Estranged, is that, do I have the title
yes.
right, is coming up on November 1st at 5 o'clock. Do you have anybody you might want to acknowledge that's helped you along the way?
I would like to acknowledge my dad, because he was the one who like to do stuff on GarageBand and write a few songs, and I was just like, oh, that sounds cool, because I've always kind of been like, oh, I want to do what my dad's doing. And also my mom for helping, I guess, spread the word about my songs. She has a social media for me that I don't access, but she puts stuff on there that I want her to put on. Also my two little sisters, Marlo and Tulpin. Marlo, she doesn't like music, she likes to dance, but she's kind of inspired me and helped kind of keep me going through all of it, and so has Tulpin.
How old are they?
Marlo is 12 and Tulpin is going to be 9 in a few days.
That's great. They probably admire you, and it sounds like they have their own creative sparks.
Yeah, they do.
Are different than yours. Have you played out much?
I've been trying to. I've been trying to find opportunities to, and I've been doing that mostly at SLB.
Yeah, you've been here. Yeah. I saw you during one of our open mics.
Yes,
not too
I was
long
at
ago.
One of the open mics, and I'm not usually able to come to open mics, so that was one of the rare times that I could actually make it, because my school's really far away.
Yeah, at Lincoln Park.
Yeah.
Even though you're in Allison Park, Lincoln Park is out in Baden, so that can be quite a distance. Well, it's been really – we do have time for one more song. It's
okay,
been
perfect.
Great listening to you. Is there anything else – well, I have one other question is, for somebody, and it could be somebody younger than you or your own age or even somebody that, you know, is an adult wanting to begin songwriting and honest songwriting as you're doing, What would your advice be?
My advice would be, I always give this advice to people, write in a journal, and everyone's just like, oh, I've tried writing in a journal, and I've just never been able to keep it going. You have to keep it going because, and just write all the time, because that's what you do with your lyrics. That's how you make your lyrics pretty good. Basically, just do it a lot. And also write bad songs, because that's how you write good songs. And I guess they're not going to be good at first. Mine weren't, and usually people's aren't amazing at first. But if you keep going and if you've got the drive, then they will become good. You just have to stick it out for a couple years.
That's excellent advice, and it sounds to me like it's a process. You just have to make sure you follow that process of writing, not only writing when you think you've got something to write about, but just writing all the time.
Yeah, and lots of my songs aren't necessarily really about anything. I just like write whatever comes into my mind. Because sometimes I get like a little bit of writer's block because I'm like, oh, I don't know what to write about, and just like write words, okay?
Very good advice. My other question to you was, is there anything else you'd like to say before your last song?
Yes, this last song, it's about this last song. I'm playing it because my friend really wanted me to play it because he really likes this song. I played it at Rhyme and Reason, and since then he has been pestering me to play it a lot. So it is not off of my new album. It is off of a recent EP, and it's called Mirabelle.
Here again with a special request, Olive Kramer.
Show and tell. You always brought a song to show, along with your smile and your pretty face. Each slip just adds to your grace, Mirabelle. Mirabelle, you didn't know me till I walked in the room, but I was always there. We just never locked eyes, but you'll never know. I was that one kid who spilled ginger ale on your carpet. Mirabelle could go fishing with each strand of her hair. Could use your singing softest bait, and I'm caught on the line. Like just another fish in the lake, I'm caught on the line. Even though this is not a love song, Mirabelle she'll never know the truth that I'm lower than hell, and she's heaven just until we meet in the middle. And mind you, this is not a love song.
Olive Kramer, thank you. I hope we'll see you again at an open mic or here on the radio. Thanks for being with us.
Was it that
year
marriage? So poor a cup, good years still ahead, and money enough